Hey, I'm your host, Mari Wagner, and you're listening to the Ever Be Podcast, where faith meets lifestyle. I'm so excited you're here. Whether you're a new listener or a longtime follower, I know there's something here for you. Pull up a chair and listen in for insightful, real-life conversations and actionable steps on how to claim the full life God created you for. If you're a woman desiring to live a Christ-centered life in today's modern world, then this is for you. Welcome to Ever Be. Ah, you guys, we are literally back. Ever Be is back, baby. Can you tell? I'm so excited. I have really missed you guys these past 3 months. It feels so good to hit record again and be sitting here with a microphone, imagining you, just listening on the other side. If you're brand new here, let me say welcome. This is really an exciting episode to be tuning into because you are part of a whole, like, fresh and new start to Ever Be. This podcast is all about living a Christ-centered life in today's modern world, whether that's marriage, homemaking, faith, clean living, fashion, all the things. And if you've been here since the beginning, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me during the break. Let's dive into everything. I want to start out by just saying thank you to you. This pause from the podcast was totally necessary for me this past summer, and I just want to thank you for supporting me in that and also just being excited for this podcast to come back and for being here listening right now. I got several DMs the past few months and especially the past few weeks from you guys just asking when the podcast was coming back, sharing how much you've missed it and how much you look forward to it each week. And that just truly made my day. Every time I got a message like that, it's so encouraging to hear from you because all I really see is just me on this side of the screen or on this side of your earbuds or whatever. So I love hearing your feedback and excitement about it all. And it makes me feel like we're both in this together and someone's actually listening. Although I see the numbers, I know y'all are listening, but I love interacting with you guys. So thank you for all that. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Today, I just want to give you a major catch up. Consider this your major bestie catch up call. About what life has looked like the past 3 months, new updates that I'm implementing to the podcast, and then a super exciting invitation at the end. So stick with me through it all and we'll get there. First, let's recap and just really get into it. Why the break? Why come back now? How was it? All the things. So when I stepped back from the podcast, I know my last podcast aired was June 25th, so almost 3 months ago, and I honestly didn't know how long the pause would be when I took a step back. I just knew that I felt this nudge from God telling me that I needed to slow down and kind of recalibrate in my life. I feel like I needed to pray and lean into prayer and rebuild that consistent prayer life because it was kind of out of whack, honestly. And I know that I only can serve you and pour out into you after the Lord has poured into me. So it wasn't that the podcast was bad or it dragged me in any way. It was good and it was a good thing, but I just felt God nudging me to be present to him more, to be present to Trey, to the people in my life in front of me, to my health, to my well-being, to truly just take a slow summer. And maybe you've had a season like that where everything you're doing is actually good, but you just still feel like God is nudging you to like come away with him for a while, to be with him, to rest, to slow down. So in this time, here are a couple things that I feel like God taught me that I want to share with you. One, slowness is not wasted. I've realized, and I've shared this before, I've realized that I have measured my worth so much by productivity, by what I can put out into the world, and it's really hard. It's really hard for me, guys, because I love to create, and in so many ways, I get to do that with my job, and my job is literally my dream. Creating, evangelizing, building up God's kingdom, all at once, using all my gifts, but God is reminding me that he is more interested in who I'm becoming than what I'm producing. And I know that I need to be rooted in the Lord and receive his grace before I can produce anything of real value or impact for you. So that's number one. Number two, community is everything. You know this, I've said this, and I've had conversations with so many women lately who feel isolated in their faith. And I know I felt that same thing years ago, which is what prompted me to start this whole platform and ministry 7 years ago. And I know it's hard for women to meet other truly practicing Catholic, cool, normal women that are just like them out in the wild, in the world. So at the end, I'm going to share how I'm making this reality come to life and going to make a beautiful Catholic community possible to all of you. And especially, yeah, just for anybody who really feels like they need that and they don't have that locally for them. Number three, God's timing is perfect. I thought maybe the break would slow things down or would make people not want to come back and listen to the podcast. But in reality, it gave me space for a new vision to grow. I feel more excited about this podcast than I ever have before. And I know God is going to bring people that need to tune in and be part of this community at the time that they need it. I trust that, and I've surrendered it all to Him. So if you're listening right now, you are literally meant to be here. God literally wants you to be here listening right now and tuning in. So I'm grateful for that. So that's what the Lord has been teaching me the past few months. And if I'm being honest, it has been such a wonderful summer. I feel like for the first time, I have actually felt like summer has been slow. And I feel like for years, the past few years, like I can't even remember the last year that I didn't say this, but for years, I have just been saying how fast summer goes by and how it goes by faster every year. And I feel like how every season goes by faster every year of life that passes. And I don't want that to be my reality as I grow older. I don't want it to mean that becoming more of an adult or being in my vocation or growing older means getting busier and being just less present to my day to day, less present to the season that I'm in, all the things. And so this summer, with the break from the podcast and with an increased prayer life and just tuning into where the Lord was actually leading me in rest, actually implementing what I have learned about balance and order and boundaries and really, really sticking to those, it has been like one of my favorite summers. It has felt slow. It has felt peaceful. I have felt like I have lived every day and I've enjoyed it. And I feel rested and I feel like a new creative energy that has like been given to me. And so I'm really excited about that. And it just confirms even more that I needed to take a break from things over the summer, especially to be able to come back and give y'all the very best. So that's my life update there. But today's comeback isn't just about my break and how it was and how great my summer was, although it was amazing. It's about the podcast starting again. It's about the beginning of a brand new chapter for Ever Be with a fresh structure and a deeper way for us to walk this journey of Christ-centered living together. And that's what we're going to be chatting about today. So now that we're all caught up with life, let's get into the new rhythms that we're going to be introducing here on the show that I think you guys are really going to love. We are adding two new segments to the podcast that will be a part of every episode. Also, I say we because Trey is like my right-hand man in everything I do. So it's really both of us. And you're here too. So it is a we. Anyways, the two segments we're adding are called Ever Be Moments and Ever Be Answers. And aren't those just like really cute? Like, I love. Okay. One of my favorite, this is like context. One of my favorite parts of this podcast is honestly the name and how the name came about. Ever Be is the song that I walked down the aisle to when I got married. And the symbolism of that was basically that I was always going to have the Lord's praise, like ever be on my lips, no matter what He threw at me, no matter what we experienced in our life. I was always going to be praising, always having the Lord's praise ever be on my lips. And considering this is a podcast and I'm literally talking, I thought it was really fitting. So that's why the Ever Be name is what it is. And this is about to become one of my favorite parts of this podcast. It's going to be sharing little glory stories of how God has been moving. So I'm keeping that alive in this next chapter of the podcast through something I'm calling Ever Be Moments. And it's exactly that, sharing glory stories of how God is working in our lives. And we're going to do it at the beginning of every episode. So let's just jump in right now to our first Ever Be Moments together right now. For me, in this break, I have been so much more consistent with going to Eucharistic adoration. I felt like my prayer life needed a resurgence, and I knew that I needed to pray outside of the house. I knew that I needed to be in the presence of Jesus, and I told myself, like, we're going to buckle in. We're going to get our, you know, butt out of bed early in the morning. We're going to get ourselves together, and we're going to go to the chapel to pray at the Adoration Chapel as many times as we can. And so I gave myself a goal to go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I've been doing that for a few weeks now. And I can't tell you like the resurgence of life that I feel and the re-energized like life that I feel right now. I feel like ever since I've been going, my days don't feel like they're dragging. My days don't feel tired or impossible. My to-do list doesn't like overly stress me out. It just like, I know things are going to happen as they need to. And I know God's going to be leading the way every single day. And not just my energy. I feel like I'm like talking about like the benefits of like a new like wellness like hack or like a biohack, like so much more energy than before. But it's true, you guys. Like I have so much more energy than before. I have so much life to me. I have so much like zeal and like joy every day. And also I feel a whole new wave of creativity and a whole new desire to be creative and to create. And I have so many ideas that are just like bouncing all around my brain and that I'm just super excited about. And it's on like all fronts. Like I love to create in so many ways, both for my work and outside of my work. And so I've been painting, I'm like doing things in the kitchen. I've been hosting all these dinner parties. If you've been following around on Instagram, and I'm getting really creative with them and just the content that I make and the way that I bring my vision to life. Like in so many ways, I feel like the Lord is allowing me to be creative and it brings me so much life. And sometimes when like that is so much of what I do, both inside and outside my job, it's really easy to get creatively drained. And I feel like that's kind of where I was in the spring, which led me to the break. But since going to Adoration multiple times a week, the past few weeks, this summer, I have felt like a whole new wave of creativity has been given to me. And I'm so grateful because it just gives me so much life and I'm so excited. And if you're listening to the podcast, I feel like you can hear me smiling right now. And if you're watching the podcast, you can definitely see me smiling. So y'all know I get so giddy when I talk about creativity and all that stuff. So that is my Everbee moment from this week. It's just like, go to Adoration. I know it's like the easy thing to say because it feels like a cop-out. It feels like, oh, I know this. Like, yeah, go pray in the chapel. But like, seriously, you guys, it's such a superpower. God gives us the grace that we don't have ourselves. So this is my encouragement to you to go to the Adoration Chapel as much as you can, even if you can go once a week. Trust me, it's going to change your life. It's literally changing me from the inside out. I'm going to have to do a whole different episode, but I literally feel like I'm going through like a new, deeper conversion in my life, which is so exciting. And I feel like it all stems back to the Eucharist. So, surprise. That's basically it. That's what Everbee Moments is going to look like every week. And when I have a guest on the podcast, I'll also be inviting them to join me in sharing their Everbee Moments as well. And I want to keep this section like relatively short and sweet and just always pointing back to the truth that God is alive and he's active in our lives every single day. And there's always a reason for his praise to ever be on our lips. How cute is that? So as you're listening, I encourage you to also pause and also think like, what's one glory story in your life this week? I want you guys to be reflecting on this as well in your own life. And then share that with a friend, share that with your small group, call your mom, tell your sister, like actually share that with people and have the Lord's praise ever be on your lips as well. Getting back into a routine after summer and transitioning into fall kind of always feels like you're juggling 10 things at once, right? You've got work, maybe a new workout routine, family things, maybe the kids are going back to school, you name it. The last thing you want to do is spend hours at the grocery store reading every single ingredient label, because I know that bugs me so much, which is why I love Thrive Market. It makes healthy grocery shopping effortless and affordable, especially because they vet every single product and they actually restrict over 1,000 sketchy ingredients. So I know that I'm only getting high quality, clean ingredients, and their on-site filters are actually a lifesaver. Whether I want organic or low sugar, high protein, or even seed oil free, I can filter it all in seconds and make it really easy to find. Lately, I've been stocking up on their coconut water, their collagen powder, their almond butter, healthy snacks like Go Macro Bars or Simple Mills crackers. Their Hue chocolate is a guilty pleasure for sure. And honestly, the best part of it all is that it shows up all at my door. No stress, no markups, no label confusion. They even have smart tools like the Healthy Swap Scanner, which I use to switch out my old toxic brands for the new cleaner brand, and it made me feel so much better about what I'm putting in my pantry. So if you're looking to simplify your grocery shopping, stock up on healthy snacks, and just completely cut out the junk, Thrive Market has your back, and it's going to be your brand new go-to. Go to thrivemarket.com/everbe to get 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift. You know, one of the things I've learned in my clean living journey is that just because something looks clean doesn't mean it really is. Most laundry detergents leave behind hidden residues, fragrances, dyes, harsh chemicals that all sit on your clothes and against your skin. And if you're anything like me, you don't want that for yourself, your husband, your kids. That's why I love that there is a better way. Y'all know I love Truly Free's laundry detergent because they're made with plant-based, transparent ingredients. There's no hidden junk. It gives you a clean that you can actually trust. It actually works well, and it's safe for your home and for your family. And the best part is that they're offering an incredible deal right now that has been really popular in the past. When you buy 2 jugs, you get 150 loads completely free, plus a free laundry machine cleaner. It's $124 worth of clean laundry, but they're offering it for just $39. Honestly, that's a crazy good deal for something that gives so much product and so much peace of mind. So if you've been wanting to swap to a cleaner, safer laundry routine, now's the perfect time. Head over to the link in the show notes to grab yours and let your family's clothes be truly clean inside and out. Okay. Now let's get into the new structure of the podcast. So I told you about Everbe Moments. And so here's basically what you can expect each week for each episode. I'll intro the episode of that week, and then we'll get into the Everbe Moments segment, which is the glory stories, God working in our lives, everything I just did. Then we're going to dive into the regular topic discussion, you know, whether it's a solo episode and I'm sharing about something, or we have a guest and we're doing kind of like an interview style. We'll just dive into the discussion like today, you know, and we'll talk about faith, marriage, homemaking, living, clean living, whatever it is, you know, all the things I normally talk about. And then we'll end with a new segment called Everbe Answers, which is your questions answered on the podcast every single week. I went back and looked at the episodes that I've put out, and the most listened to episodes are Q&As by far. And I think people just want to hear real applicable advice from someone they trust. And I get it. Like, I want that too. And I loved seeing that. And I loved knowing that Q&As have been so helpful to you. So from now on, literally every episode is going to have a Q&A at the end. And this is how it's going to work. I am going to answer one question at the end of every episode during the Everbe Answers segment. Okay. And then this is another new part. The rest of the questions are going to be answered by both Trey and I at the after party. The after party is our brand new post-show segment. So after every single episode, there's going to be basically like a bonus mini episode where you get to hear from both Trey and I answering your top questions, your juiciest questions, basically your most unfiltered questions, LOL. It's going to be a little bit more casual, a little bit more unfiltered, and we're just going to go deeper into what you're asking us lately. And this after show, like post show, will be exclusive to our brand new Patreon community. It's about time, you guys. We're going to call it the Kingdom Club, which I'm obsessed with this name as well, by the way. It's for all the gals who are striving for the kingdom. It's so cute. And that's you, and that's me, and that's all of us. So let's break down what the Kingdom Club gets access to, because I think it's pretty sweet and you're going to want to be in it, and it's going to be really accessible. I'll tell you that. Like, the value is pretty insane. So number one, the big hitter that I know I'm super excited about, and I hope you're super excited about, is everybody in the Kingdom Club, aka the Patreon community, will get access to a live monthly Bible study led by yours truly, me. So literally like a live Zoom call that you and me get to be on with the whole group, and all of our Kingdom Club girlies will meet up every month to catch up, chat, and have Bible study together. This is like already what I love to do in real life. And so I'm just really excited to bring that to life in our community right here and to be able to walk with you even more closely in your faith. So that's number one, monthly live Bible studies. You're also going to get access to the after party Q&A each week with Trey and I, which is this extra bonus post show like mini episode that I told you about where we're going to get deeper into the juiciest Q&As. We'll probably answer like 3 to 5 at this Q&A after party show after every episode. And you'll get the chance to submit your own questions for those Q&A because only Patreon members will get the ability to submit the questions and hear the answers. So that is a perk right there. Obviously, you also get access to this private community of like-minded women seeking to live Christ-centered lives, like Catholic women who are just like you, and a place for you to meet other women like this, maybe people in your area, maybe making long-distance Catholic friendships, just a place for y'all to come together and meet other people and be encouraged by other Catholic women. I know how powerful that is, so I'm so excited to offer that to you. Also, you will get video access to the podcast, not just audio. Video is now only going to be accessible to Kingdom Club members. And you'll get a free Kingdom Club ball cap welcome gift if you join annually and pay the whole year up front, which is so dang cute, you guys. I can't wait to show you what it looks like. I wish I had it with me right now, or else I would totally be sporting it so you could see it. But it is really, really cute. And so basically, like any Patreon, you pay a monthly subscription. This is going to be just $5 a month, super accessible. But if you're like, I'm all in, I want all those perks, and I want the free hat, you just pay for the whole year up front. You get a little bit of a discount when you do that. And then you also get the free hat. And we all get to have this like matching merch. I, growing up, absolutely loved like the BFF necklaces or like the BFF like twinning shirts or like twin day or whatever. I just loved that. Like I loved the feeling of like I have my girl gang. So this is going to be like our best friend necklace. Like if you have the hat, like you're in the club and we all get to be in the club together. So I feel like that's a pretty fun, pretty cool perk. And like I said, they're super cute. I cannot wait to show you what they look like. So that is all that is new here at EverBe. I know it's a lot. And that's it. That's it for our comeback premiere episode. I'm so grateful that you're here. I hope you're excited. Thank you for pressing play after this pause that we had. And thank you for being part of this community. I really hope that this is all going to serve you in the best way and keep bringing you closer to God and helping you live a Christ-centered life. I'm so excited to have more real, like in-person, as much as possible, like virtual, but like real live time with y'all and build greater community that way. And I think it's going to be amazing. And we've surrendered it all to the Lord, and he's taking care of it and blessing it all. Okay, so to wrap up, we have to do today's EverBe Answers. And today's question is, what advice do you have for those going through breakups? I'm going through one right now. Well, first of all, I'm so sorry to hear that. I know that breakups can be really hard and make you just feel stuck and like kind of blind from the future. It kind of just makes you feel you're never going to get out of it. And this is, you know, the worst situation. And it's hard to see the future and it's hard to see the hope beyond the breakup. So I think the first thing I want to say is there is hope beyond the breakup. And there is, believe it or not, beautiful, new, exciting chapters that the Lord has for you. And at the same time, it's totally okay to feel what you feel. It's totally okay to feel sad, to feel angry and frustrated and confused, even to feel like confused or angry with the Lord, especially if it was a really serious relationship. You thought he was the one, or you were getting there and you were on the same page, and all of a sudden that relationship ends. That can be really difficult. And I totally understand that. So it's okay to feel those as well. And it's good. It's good to process through those and grieve that relationship before you move on. Now, the piece of advice, and I don't know if it's advice or just encouragement, that I have and that I always give to people who feel like, oh my gosh, I just got out of a breakup and I thought he was the one. Like, what do I do? Or like, I could never imagine breaking up with this person and we did. What I have to say is this, like, the person God has for you to marry is so beyond what you have prayed for. It's so beyond, like, your best dreams and the best guy that you think of. Like, I pray and I know because the Lord did it for me, like the person he has for you is even better than that. And it's hard to imagine that, especially if the guy you were just with was like absolutely amazing. You thought you were going to marry him, or it was going really well, or you just feel like tired of dating guys and you just like wanted that to be it. Just rest in the fact that like your future spouse is even more than that. So to know that that man is out there can be a little bit of encouragement. I know it's hard to imagine that like a better guy could be out there. And maybe that's not what you want to hear when you just broke up. But at the same time, I have found it encouraging for me because I knew in those moments, like, okay, if this wasn't the guy, there's got to be another guy out there who is the one. And all the time I'm spending with the wrong guy is less time with the right guy. You know what I mean? And so when I knew, okay, the right guy is out there and this isn't the one, that gave me a little bit more peace in my heart to be like, okay, then I'm done, you know, like then I need to put this man aside and not spend any more time there. I need to go back to the Lord and really ask him, like, you know, what do you want of me right now? What do you want in this transition period, in this waiting season until you present the next man, you know, maybe the one, and to rest in the fact that like the man that he has for you is everything you've prayed for and more. And I know that because I experienced that with Trey. I had a similar experience where like I thought I was going to marry somebody and then it absolutely wasn't the man that God had for me. And I couldn't imagine anybody better. And when I met Trey, it surpassed all of my prayers and everything I could have wanted. And I'm so grateful for that because the Lord knew exactly who I needed and exactly how to answer all my prayers and how to answer the prayers I wasn't even praying for that I didn't even know that I wanted or that I needed in my life. The second piece of advice I'm going to give you, I mean, I feel like the obvious one is lean into prayer. And I said that a little bit, lean into the Lord and your relationship with the Lord. But the other piece of advice I'm going to give you is lean into your friendships, lean into your girl gang, your girl friendships. Grow those relationships, do a bunch of fun things, make a bucket list. I am so about bucket lists lately, you guys. Like I feel like in hard times or in seasons of waiting where it just feels like you're just waiting for the next phase of life to happen, lean into bucket lists because it helps you stay so present in the season that you're in and it helps make that present season so much more exciting. It gives you things to look forward to. It gives you creative ideas of things to try, things to do. So lean into that, lean into your friends, make a bucket list and make this present season of life exciting. That's all I have for you there. And now if you want to hear Trey and me keep going with more of your questions, you can come join us for the after party inside the Kingdom Club because that's where the conversation is going to continue. And in the Kingdom Club at the after party, these are the questions that we're going to be answering. Number one, I feel pressure to stay with a guy because his faith is so strong, but I don't think we align on other aspects. That's tough. Two, any tips on discerning, on the discerning period for our vocation? Wow, these are all very relationship-based today. And then three, how to trust God if he doesn't answer a prayer the way that you want or the way that you have been praying that he will. Those are the questions we're going to be answering at the after party. Go ahead and click the link in the show notes to join the Kingdom Club if you want to be a part of that and join us in the after show. And if not, we'll just see you next week. And we are so back, baby. We are so back. So if you had fun in this episode, make sure to give it 5 stars, rate the podcast 5 stars, and share this episode and this podcast with a friend so we can grow our FRB community. When it comes to clean beauty, I don't think we should ever have to choose between products that work and products that are safe, which is why I love Crunchy. They create high-performance makeup and skincare that actually delivers results while holding to the highest clean beauty ingredient standards in the industry. On my busy days, my go-to quick makeup routine is their tinted SPF paired with the liquid blush and a quick swipe of the lip oil. It's so fresh, effortless, glowy, and it takes just minutes to feel put together. When it comes to skincare, Crunchy has truly elevated my routine. The Golden Light Serum gives my skin a beautiful glow and does all this anti-aging work on my skin. The I Am Polished Exfoliator is the perfect exfoliator for smoother skin in minutes. And then the Nightlight Advanced Cream has been a game changer for hydration, and it is so luxurious. Every single crunchy product is clean, safe, totally safe for pregnancy and breastfeeding, and it's made with total ingredient transparency, so you can trust what you're putting on your skin without ever sacrificing for the performance. So if you're ready to clean up your beauty routine and finally feel confident in what's in your makeup bag, head to the link in the show notes and use the code ADVOCATE10 to get 10% off your first order of $50 or more. Thank you so much for listening in. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and on social media, and give me a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. That helps me and the show out so much. Also, make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at EverBePodcast. And if you want more content like this and you don't already follow me, you can also follow me on Instagram at mari.c.wagner. And may his praise ever be on our lips. God bless.